I'm gonna try to get you a bag and help you to keep your job so that you ain't gotta go home. Do you want to be the dude that go home and say, "Hey, honey, yeah, it's a rough day at work. What's wrong, baby?" And you start sniffling real hard. I gotta let go. Because I'm gonna tell you how the conversation gonna go. I gotta let go. Oh, I didn't know that your job was doing layoffs. I thought that that was a booming industry. That's okay, baby. We're gonna go ahead and get your resume together. We're gonna get your LinkedIn popped up, and then we're gonna go and apply for unemployment. So now you're gonna waste her time and you're gonna make her think that you got unemployment when you don't get unemployment when you get fired. You don't get unemployment when you get fired. You get unemployment when you get laid off. You don't get unemployment when you get fired. Now you sitting there pretending like you don't know what's going on. I don't know why they not approving my unemployment insurance. I don't know what's going on. Imagine having to go home and tell your spouse that you got fired because you was mocking Charlie Kirk. If that's not the biggest, dumbest reason for you to ever get fired in the history of getting fired, I don't know what it is. Imagine going home and your kids is playing outside. Now you trying to figure out how you gonna get your how much is your next paycheck because you only work half a week, and you gotta explain to your spouse that you got fired, and you're gonna try to flip it. You know, it's because of my political stance. Is that not the dumbest thing ever? Somebody asked me on this show. They said, "Anton, you know, what do you think about me saying this at work?" I said, "Don't." And they were conservative. They were Republican. I said, "Don't. Don't do it." Why? Because you have to protect the bag. Self-preservation is key first. Keep your thoughts to yourself. They do not have to be a solicited opinion. Keep your thoughts to yourself. Everybody don't have to know what you're thinking when you're thinking it. Keep your thoughts to yourself. Save it for the living room so that your girlfriend, when she get mad at you and y'all break up, she can say story time. Like, let her do a story time on you. Don't let the job do a story time on you. You already got enough problems just with a chick talking too much. Pillow talking, dudes pillow talking, chicks pillow talking. She done told everybody about what y'all got going on and what your situation is. Everybody looking at you funny at Thanksgiving, criticizing you. She only told half the story. She didn't tell what she did. She only told what you did. Let me give myself a hit for that one. She didn't tell what she did. She only told what you did. But she got the ear of the people. Oh, why y'all break up, girl? He wasn't what he said he was. Money wasn't right. Couldn't hold down a job. You know. Already wasn't that good in bed, but when he lost some money, I said, "Ugh, you know, it's plenty of guys that'll want me." You know how it is. Story time. My ex was, now you a narcissist. You wasn't a narcissist. You was masculine before. Listen, the difference between being a narcissist and stepping into your masculinity is whether or not you're able to pay your bill. You don't hear me. You're not hearing me now. She liked it rough when you were an earner. Now, it's a thin line between, you know, aggression and reporting you to the police. She used to say, "Choke me." Now she said, "He put his hands on me." Story time. He put his hands on me. That's because you got fired over Charlie Kirk. It's a fine line between being persistent and being a pest and being a harassment. When you an earner, you could be persistent. Excuse me? No, come here, baby girl. What? That's all right. Listen, I see you around. Girl, I should have said it. She doing TikToks of you. Find this man. I should have shot my shot. Who is this guy? It's a fine line between that and saying, watch out for this guy. I'm posting him on the internet because he likes to harass women. Because you're not an earner no more. You're not an earner. And so when you're not an earner, you can't do the same things because you switched over from being aggressive to now you a narcissist. My narcissistic husband, my man is such a narc. He's a narcissist. Women don't turn feminist until, you know, the money is turning funny. When the money is right, septum ring gone. Nose ring out the door. Baby hairs, the ones that you buy at the store, not even a thing. They get curlers. They get the Dyson. You can afford the Dyson, right? The Dyson air hair thing. You could tell her what to do. Hey, what you, can you do me a favor? Can you make me something? Oh my God, I can't believe it. You should have. I'm so mad at myself. What you mad at, baby? Because I should have never even got to the point where you even asked me. I should have had your food ready. When she got to buy the food and cook it, it's a different conversation now. Why? Because you wanted to talk about Charlie Kirk. This is your life. I'm giving you your snapshot as your life. If she got to buy the food and cook it, then she going to feel some type of way. She got a lot to do when she not liking you. When the money is funny, it's a lot to do. Next thing you know, she doing those. Minute that you break up with her, what's she going to do? Before and after. This is how he treated me. I lost myself in him. She going to put her big back pictures up because she going to say she lost herself. But I'm back on my journey. I'm in the gym. I always do that stupid fucking pose. Got that. Put the in the camera. Why she posing? They do that pose where they put their stand on their tippy. That one toe is on the tippy toe. Back on your journey. But I found peace. Don't worry about it, big dog. Just wait. Next dude is going to be the same dude that you were. So he the same dude. He got the same narcissistic tendencies that she don't like. He got the same issues. He ain't no better. But guess what? He an earner. He an earner. Girl, I don't remember the last time that a man didn't ask me for money. What you mean? You don't remember like what? And then, you know, he gonna dirty Mac. He gonna dirty. Listen, before we get into the next part of the show, so I'm gonna take my time and I'm gonna cook today because it's Monday. He gonna dirty Mac. Because he gonna ask her. He gonna ask her that slow, that sly conversation. What was your last relationship like? And what was it like? It was so much. Oh, yeah. What was you responsible for? I gave him, you know, I had to put in. It seemed like he was always going through tough times. He could never hold down a job. He always was on politics. Now he like one of them Hebrew Israelites now. So he gonna dirty Mac. What? Did you have to, you had to pay? And he was living with you? Wait. Hold on. You telling me that he ain't had no job and y'all was still in the same household together? How was you even able to get wet? You know, the new dude gonna always gonna play the old dude because he gonna downplay whatever the old dude was. You know what? I'm glad I met you when I met you. Because see, you probably needed to go through that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's different over here. It's different. You want some DoorDash? No, I'm going to order it on my app. You ain't got to put, just tell me what you want. Fellas, trust and believe whoever comes into her life next, she throwing you under the bus and he dirty macking. Whoever comes into her life next, he's throwing you under the bus and he's dirty macking. I'm not kidding. I'm telling you the honest to God truth. He's dirty macking. Oh yeah, how much was you paying in rent? Did he take care of it sometime? Y'all was going, what, 50-50? And she gonna try to play it cool like she didn't just throw him under the bus. I mean, you know, I always wanted to contribute. You know, that's what I do. I try to contribute into all relationships. You know what? Can't just save your money. You know what I'm saying? You need to get your budget together and save your money. I got it. Yeah, I got it. Don't worry about it. What? I don't live like that over here. Then he gonna get on the internet with his new profile. I don't understand these men going 50-50 with these women. If you're not 100% a provider, now she's birthed the new Derrick Jackson and it's her fault. And it all, listen to what I'm telling you. You're not getting the message. You are birthing a new pander bear on the internet because you decided that you wanted to say something negative and express your political opinion about Charlie Kirk getting murdered. Now, I, Anton from AntonDaniels.com, have to take down a new panda bear. Oh, when I see them, they react to my videos. You know, what's wrong with these guys? You know, they always talking about why you shouldn't go and date a single mother. From where I'm from, he over there beating the shit out of his, I'm sorry, shout out to the daycare. He over there cracking his chick across the head, but he on the internet. What's wrong with these guys? It's crazy, you know? They always talking about what they not gonna do. What? What is they money short or something? You can have it all. Now I got to go take down another simp because you decided to get fired like a fool and couldn't hold on to your relationship. This is the beginning of a villain era that you've created. Now I got to be Batman and take him down. Anton, and you sending it to me in a bit. No. I'm keeping it 100. I know it sounds like a story, but it's real. You sending it to me in an email. Look at this, Anton. Here's another one. You might want to get him. I look at my email. Who was that? Oh, this is a new simp. What's his username? Pandabearer on Instagram. Look, he tagged you in the video. Of course he did. He want me to react to him. Yeah, okay. All right. I got to figure out how to deal with a new simp. What the lady saying. They saying that all men should be like him. Okay. All right. I got you. I hear it. Making my job harder because you want to talk politically. Anyways, make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm. Make sure you hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. Now, what part of that did I say that was untrue, goddess? You know what I'm saying? What part of that did I say that wasn't true? She gonna become a new femininity coach, and she got a new platform on teaching women how to get a high value man. Girl, story time, makeup, doing her makeup inside of the thing. This is your girl. All because you got fired. Girl, I used to be Dusty. I'm not no more. Story time. Because I was doing some makeup. Oh, that's my ex. Never mind him. Because these men, girl, it's plenty of them. They'll pay for your bills. Sprinkle, sprinkle. They'll pay for your bills. They will pay your son's tuition. Don't you deal with no dusties. They'll get it all. Or you got that other one.
Girl, because these black men, and they're so dusty. And all black men are dusty. And all black men are dusty. I don't care who they are. They always like to follow the white man. And then they always love to put a baby and yell.
Like, oh, y'all following that other one, huh?
And I can't believe it. And they always like to make sure that they put a baby in you because all they are is to be a bandit. They are a bandit.
And the bandits are going to continue to do what bandits do. So they women jump from her to him to her to him. Meanwhile, she getting pregnant by the bandit that she was talking about. Anyways, make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm. Subscribe to the channel and turn on your notifications. What part is untrue? What part is untrue? You're welcome. You're welcome for breaking it down and helping you to understand the cycle of poverty that we experience inside of our community.